This is DW News and these are our top stories. A British lawmaker has been stabbed to death during a meeting with constituents in eastern England. 69-year-old Sir David Amos died at the scene. Police say they have arrested a 25-year-old man and are investigating a possible motive. Sir David was a member of Parliament for British Prime Minister's Boris Johnson's Conservative Party. Suicide bombers have attacked a Shia mosque in Afghanistan's second largest city, Kandahar. At least 35 people are dead and scores more wounded in one of the deadliest incidents since the US withdrawal in August. News agency Reuters says the so-called Islamic State has claimed responsibility. A week ago, the militant group carried out another deadly mosque bombing in Afghanistan's north. People across Italy have taken to the streets against strict new coronavirus rules for workplaces. Bologna, Genoa and Milan all saw protests. Under the regulations, workers will have to carry a pass showing proof of vaccination, recovery or a negative test result. This is DW News. You can find out a lot more information on our website to be found at dw.com.
Italy has become the latest country to step up restrictions on people who can't prove they've been vaccinated against COVID-19, recovered from it, or had a recent negative test. And companies who flout today's new green pass regulations face fines and even closure. Well, today also saw thousands of workers strike and mount demonstrations against these new measures. So is the green pass here to stay? And is it coming to a jurisdiction near you? I'm Phil Gale in Berlin, and this is The Day.
I feel like a person who has been robbed of the first right of a human being, that of work. I'm a teacher, so I was already required to have the green pass.
I say no to this discrimination.
I believe the green pass is necessary because, unfortunately, we're in the midst of a pandemic.
This protest will last as long as it takes to remove this green pass decree.
Also on the day, what do you do when you have too many pigs? It's a dilemma facing UK farmers as the country struggles with a backlog in the meatpacking industry.
This has never happened before. We have never in this country killed healthy livestock. We've killed because there's been a disease outbreak, but never just proper, well-bred animals.
Welcome to The Day. We begin in Italy, where one of Europe's most far-reaching vaccine mandates has come into effect. From today, all Italian workers who aren't working from home have to present a green pass to go to work, demonstrating proof of vaccination against COVID-19, recent recovery from the disease, or a daily negative test. Italy was the epicenter of Europe's coronavirus outbreak and was the first Western country to impose lockdowns. It's reported more than 130,000 coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic, Europe's second highest total after Great Britain. Now, though, Italy has one of Europe's highest vaccination rates. But for those Italians not yet vaccinated, from today, their daily life becomes a little more complicated and expensive. Many low-income workers who have shunned the vaccine say they can't afford the daily testing that will allow them to earn a living. While most Italians support the workplace mandate, the consequences could be felt by everyone if unvaccinated workers stay away from their jobs.
No entry without a green pass. Dock workers in Genoa are among the millions of Italians only allowed to work if they are vaccinated, recently recovered, or show a negative coronavirus test. More than 80% of adults are fully vaccinated. The green pass isn't entirely fair. The government should have imposed a vaccine mandate instead. But I think the green pass is necessary. We're still in the middle of this pandemic, and we all have to do our part.
I think it's a fair policy toward all the Italians who have gone to get vaccinated. The vaccine is free, and the information campaign was good. I don't understand what the problem is.
Non capisco la problematica, ecco.
But dock workers in the port cities of Genoa and Trieste say the measures amount to discrimination. Without a green pass, employees are not allowed to enter their workplace and won't get paid. For many workers, the cost of daily testing, currently at around 15 euros per day, adds up quickly and becomes too expensive.
The green pass is a bad idea. It's nothing but a legalized form of discrimination. It's not a health regulation. It's just a political move designed to create division among people. These protests will go on until the government abolishes the green pass.
But the controversy isn't just limited to harbor workers. Many truck drivers are also affected. Logistics companies fear they could soon be missing some 80,000 drivers, which could mean huge delivery delays with nationwide impact.
Let's get more on this from Francesco Bongara from the Italian news agency ANSA. He joins us from Rome. Welcome to DW. Let's start with the strikes. How extensive are these strikes and demonstrations, and what sort of effect are they having?
We thought yesterday that today would have been really much bigger. I mean, we thought on a worse effect, especially on the ports and on the transportation system of the country. But at the end of the day, the effect of the strikes was not as heavy as it could have been supposed before. I mean, what we've seen is that in Trieste, where we had the biggest demonstrations, it wasn't really a demo. I mean, there were people kind of singing and dancing in front of the main gates of the harbour, and nobody has been prevented to go and work in the port. So basically, there was no violence, there was no restriction, and the port didn't work 100%, but the activity hasn't been stopped. So, I mean, I will say so far it went well. We have to wait what is going to happen tomorrow, when in Rome, Milan and Turin, some no green pass demos are expected. And we really don't want to see what we saw last Saturday in Rome and Milan, which, with big clashes between the police and the demonstrators.
Right. And companies who allow workers onto the premises without these green passes face 1,000 euro fines. And I read that repeat offenders could be closed down for up to 10 days. These look like harsh penalties, but are they likely to be enforced?
I would say so. I mean, the government led by Mario Draghi has been pretty much adamant about this. Look, usually things happen because of an example. Italy has always been a country where, you know, it works that politicians do have this kind of habit. Do what they tell you to do, don't do what I do. I mean, this morning I went to work to Parliament and I saw members of Parliament queuing to show their green pass. I then went to a press conference at the Prime Minister's office and I saw Mr. Draghi getting out of his armored car, producing his mobile phone and showing it to the policeman at the gate, saying that he really had the pass. So I happen to believe that an example which is probably set from top to bottom, is going to have some effect in the Italians.
It does seem that it's not necessarily the principle of the pass that is at stake here, because I see these have been introduced in France. It's difficult to get into a bar or restaurant or a public space here in Germany without some sort of COVID pass. But the fact that Italy has introduced this and a 15 euro charge for a test, that just seems unreasonable.
Well, I mean, I think you're quite right, and I don't really understand why in Italy there are so many people against showing the green pass. The objection the government makes so far is if you don't want to pay the 15 euros every 2 days, because as you have, somebody said improperly before in the story we saw, the duration of the test. It's 2 days and not 1 day. So basically, you have to take one test every 48 hours to be allowed at work. So if you don't want to pay for that, the vaccine is free. So, I mean, you've got a choice. You want to go to work without spending money, I mean, just get your vaccination. I mean, everyone is getting it. Nobody's dying for that. And that's the thing that the state gives you, as it happens everywhere, to get out of this bloody pandemic.
And just looking at and in the wider context, I suppose I mentioned here in Germany, in the UK, in France, some sorts of passes are all required. This just seems to be something that everyone is going to have to get used to as we climb out of the hole caused by this pandemic.
I agree. We have really got to comply with that. I mean, if we want to be sure that the pandemic can be behind our backs, we have to pay some prices. And if the price to pay is to show a pass which says that I got a vaccination or that I'm sane at this moment, I'm free from the virus, well, I have to say I'm pretty much happy to pay for this price.
Italy suffered some of Europe's worst deaths and case numbers. How much has life bounced back, Francesco?
I think people have started to forget. I mean, this is a country with short memory. We are quite eager to forget what happened before. So, I mean, it's only less than 2 years ago that we saw the graves on the military tracks in the streets of some northern Italy city. And people have kind of forgotten that. I haven't forgotten that. I mean, the people I hang out with have not. And so I think that people at some point will manage to find a way to face the situation the way it is, to carry on with the vaccination. The response so far has been really fantastic. I mean, we have already 85% of people with the second dose down, and they are rolling out the third dose. I mean, my father is 76. He lives in Sicily, and he's been called this morning to have his third jab. So, I mean, the system is working. The situation is progressing in a good way. So people will have to understand.
Good talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us, Francesco Bongara in Rome. And now to the United Kingdom, where tens of thousands of pigs have won stays of execution after the government announced new measures aimed at preventing a mass culling. A shortage of workers in the meatpacking industry means the animals can't be slaughtered, butchered or transported. This means farmers are running out of space for animals that should have been killed and sold in shops and supermarkets weeks ago. Industry officials say thousands of otherwise healthy pigs have already been destroyed. To ease the situation, the UK government's now proposing to introduce temporary visas for hundreds of foreign butchers. DW London correspondent Charlotte Chelsom-Pill travelled to a farm in Norton in the north of England and spoke with a pig farmer who fears the proposals may still be too little, too late.
Go, piggies.
Stephen Thompson's family have been in farming for four generations. Never before, he says, has he endured a crisis like this. Pig farmers in the UK facing the prospect of destroying and incinerating their animals.
We're getting closer and closer to it, so we've got another week, 10 days at the moment before we have to start making final decisions like that.
A shortage of butchers and abattoir workers means pigs are building up on farms. There's now an estimated backlog of 120,000 pigs across the UK. Here at Povey Farm, they're running out of space to house them.
These pigs were due to be picked up for slaughter several weeks ago. Instead, they're here filling up these overflow shelters. Now, with space running low and the financial costs growing, farmers like Stephen are facing some painful choices.
The bottlenecks being blamed on an exodus of EU workers due to Brexit and the pandemic, while the training of new staff was put on hold during COVID lockdowns. After weeks of campaigning from farmers like Stephen, the government's now introducing measures to ease the crisis, including temporary visas for foreign butchers and storage facilities allowing meat to be stored while it waits to be processed. But for a handful of farmers, it's too late. Some have already started thinning out several hundred animals, and others may still be forced to follow.
This has never happened before. We have never in this country killed healthy livestock. We've killed because there's been a disease outbreak, but never just proper well-bred animals. And it's just soul-destroying when you've got food shortages and food banks to think that animals are being burnt.